Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I think I speak for all of us here on the show. Big old salute to all of our veterans out there. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
We are big supporters of the armed services. Your dad was...
Yeah, Marine. Yeah, Semper Fi and the National Guard. So,
That's awesome.
He dedicated a lot of his life to serve, so...
Right on. Yeah. One simple thing you can do, I say it every year, just put your flag out today. If you got a flag holder at your house, put an American flag out. I do it.
Show your love.
Show your support. A lot of deals going around today for vets, Katie?
Absolutely. I mean, nationwide and also a couple local chain restaurants. Chipotle is a buy one, get one entree today. Good Times, another lovely Colorado company. You can get a free deluxe cheeseburger combo at Good Times. And then outside of food, Great Clips is offering free haircuts. And then we have the Museum of Illusions in Denver. They are offering,
but it's not really there.
Illusions.
You'll show up and it's not there.
They're offering free admission to active duty service members today. And then the National Park Service, free for everybody to get into more than 400 U.S. parks today. So Rocky Mountain National Park, one of the closest ones to us, I believe Sand Dunes, Black Canyon, Mesa Verde, those are all ones here in Colorado. But I do want to give one shout out to one restaurant that's doing something pretty big for veterans. And I know you're a fan of Perry's Steakhouse and Grill. Have you seen what they're doing?
I'm going to be at Perry's next, what is it, the 21st.
Yes.
I'm going to go out to lunch at Perry's.
And I know that you go to Perry's every year, and that dinner cut pork chop, veterans can enjoy a free dinner pork chop.
All you have to do is have somebody
come and buy an entree, right? So if two of you go, one of you buy an entree, and then the active duty service member gets that free dinner cut pork chop, which
do
is
it.
No joke.
No.
That
it's
is
massive.
Worth it.
It's delicious.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Yes.
So,
I'm taking a couple people there in a week, and that's what we're going
that's
for.
That's what you go every year.
Go get the pork chop.
And there is just the one location here in Colorado, by the way, Park Meadows, where we're at. But lots of great deals for veterans today. The best thing probably if you're going to eat or even get any kind of service is just ask them if they have a veterans discount, because most places do for today to show our appreciation. So there you go.
Thank you from all of us to all of our vets. All right, let's dive into some of the celebrity stuff floating around. Oh, my girlfriend's in the hype today. Sydney Sweeney. She just did that boxing biopic called Christy.
Yeah.
It was released. It has a 66% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and it bombed.
Yeah, people don't like it.
It bombed hard.
Yeah.
Opened in more than 2,000 theaters and made $1.3 million, which is like nothing.
Oh my gosh, I feel like my movie made more.
Yeah, right?
I don't have a movie, John.
And it made more.
I feel like I didn't see any trailers or anything for this.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot of hype around it.
Have you?
Okay,
yeah, I haven't seen anything.
She put on like 30 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, she's
completely changed her look.
I saw that, but I haven't seen like the actual trailer, just her talking about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Based on a
million
story.
Dollars?
Based on a true story. She did say that she's deeply proud of the movie, and she thinks it helped, quote, raise awareness for so many affected by domestic violence. I'm talking just like Sydney Sweeney.
It's your Justin Bieber voice, too, which is funny.
Sydney
but you're right.
She says, we don't always make art for numbers. We make it for impact.
It's like tired Justin Bieber. The most impactful project of my life.
Wake up, Justin.
Thank you, Christy. Like, I love
you. Here, have some coffee.
Oh, bless her heart. I feel bad for
her.
You know, she needs to be consoled. I will hold her and tell her things will be okay.
You're such a good dude.
It's okay, baby. Don't worry.
I hope my wife is not listening.
To offer.
Now, dare I say, Katie, dare I say, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. If you're Sydney Sweeney and you do something like this where you got to pack on 30 pounds, totally change your look, you have got like dark brown curly hair, kind of, you know, just very buff looking, you know, thick looking.
Yeah.
Like, can I say that if you're Sydney Sweeney, you should stay in your lane almost? Like, you know what your bread and butter is.
Yeah.
You know what has made you successful and why people love you and adore you and lust after you, which is your whole persona. and then you do this. Don't you kind of think it's going to flop? It's going to be a failure?
Yeah, well, and also I think that she needs to look at what she said herself, is that they don't make art completely for the numbers all the time. So I hope she did actually make it for the experience, because
right.
that's what she's getting out of it, is
yeah,
the
yeah.
experience, because people didn't relate to it the way that they thought.
This is not the Sydney Sweeney we want, right?
And she's very unglamorous, right? Like, she's very, like, non-Sydney Sweeney, to the point where it's like you really have to look like, oh my, that is Sydney Sweeney, mm-hmm. you know? So I think that, yeah, like, people, she's just going to have to realize that people go to her for that reason. And if she's
it's a whole know your audience, right?
Yeah.
Like, know your
yeah.
audience and know what they're after. And you're providing that.
Yeah.
And maybe stick with that for a little bit longer. But
and maybe
I don't
this
know.
Was the learning.
I was like, this might have been the learning
Did
experience.
Did we learn something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, Jessica Rabbit, the movie, is coming out. Remember Jessica Rabbit?
Is she going to play
Who
her
Framed?
Too?
That's a role that Sydney Sweeney should probably play.
Yeah.
Just I mean, saying.
You're right. Like,
put
when
the
you,
red wig on her. Whatever.
It's funny. Like, I would see her 100% with the sleepy eyes and everything.
Yes.
Jessica Rabbit has that same thing. The voice, a little more seductive.
And?
Like, yeah. And. Yeah. Yes.
And?
Her
and
beautiful
what?
Face. Yes.
Beautiful
totally.
Face. So that is probably something Sydney Sweeney should explore just a little bit. What else is going on? Jonas Brothers are going to be ringing in the new year with a two-hour New Year's Eve concert at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Florida. If you're uh-huh. a Joe Bros fan.
I like them, dude.
You
I
tune
like
in
them.
On New Year's Eve there, buddy, and
I
sing
do.
All their songs.
I'm
and make
going
all
to.
Your buddies around you feel awkward.
Yep.
You can do that.
I'm
The black hat worn by the Wicked Witch of the West in The Wizard of Oz going up for auction.
Ooh.
Get this. It's going to get, they're thinking, just shy of $3 million for that iconic hat. That's probably
that.
Right below, like, the ruby slippers.
Yeah.
As far as iconic props
movie.
From that movie. So, gosh, if I had the cash, yeah, I think I would do it. And then let me give you one more thing. I haven't done this in a long time. Clickbait. Make your way to our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook. There is a home for sale in Kentucky that comes with a basement inspired by an old Waffle House.
Oh, yay!
It looks like you're stepping back into time. It has booths, a bar, a jukebox. It looks just like a Waffle House in this dude's basement.
I love
That's cool.
That.
And I saw it and I was like, Katie would live here.
You are smothered and covered all day.
Put some cheese on those waffles.
Yummy. Oh, I like that.
So anyway, that's on our Facebook page.
Waffle House basement.
Check it out. Josh, you got some sports?
Yeah, I do want to talk about this. We all know who Nathan MacKinnon is. He is unbelievable, probably the best hockey player in the world right now. Well, last week he played 3 games. That's it, just 3 games. They had 3 games in the week, and he scored 10 points. That is
that's a lot.
Unbelievable in
that's
3 games, including 9 points between 2 games over the weekend. Like, this
oh
dude
gosh.
Is on an astronomical level right now. Shout out to Nathan MacKinnon. He is on a tear, like an MVP level tear. And it is a good time to be a Denver sports fan. The Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Colorado Avalanche are 15-0-2 at home this year.
Oh my
like,
god.
Watch the sports teams. Watch the games here.
Unbelievable.
They're unbelievable right now. They just don't lose. And
yeah.
it's awesome to see. I love it because it's been so long where all teams are good. We had a decade of pretty miserable Broncos seasons.
Yes.
Like, it was not good. Yes, they had the Super Bowl in 2015, but after that, it was not good. Meanwhile, the Avs and the Nuggets were crushing it. Right now, we got all 3 teams kind of cooking at all levels, and I like that. So shout out to all.
Well
Rockies are...
They did bring on someone to be their new president, so that's a change.
NFL GM.
That's a change.
I know
did
he was...
The
I
other
know
guy?
He,
move?
Yeah. Did he quit?
He, the Rockies guy?
President?
He got.
Yeah.
We'll say he quit just for that.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah. They parted ways. Yeah. Amicably.
He did. Amicably. There
That's
you go.
That's what it was.
It wasn't you. It was me.
Yeah.
There we go. It was
they
that
wished
time of
him
breakup.
Well on his future right. endeavors.
But
I
the rest of Denver sports.
The rest of them, though.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
There you go.
What else you got, Katie?
Okay, this is really good news for me and everyone who loves Sublime, LBC, baby. So they're coming to Red Rocks. They are going to play their self-titled album in its entirety, one of the nights that they're going to be out in Morrison. So they're going to be there April 17th and 18th, and the first night they're going to play that Sublime album from beginning to end, and then the second night they're going to play a bunch of their greatest hits. They are my favorite band of all time. Like, I love love Sublime so much. So I, their tickets are going to go on sale. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yay. Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock this morning. I'm already in line. Like,
they're going
to send me a notification. Like, I wanted to just buy without, like, they're like, we'll just buy the tickets for you. I'm like, I don't know if I can go all like that. Like, I need to know how much I'm spending before I press the I will buy now, you know. But I'm so excited. I'm going to go to both days, and this is going to be really big. Now, Sublime, they wanted to do this at Red Rocks because they came out and said, this is one of our favorite places on the planet to play. Now, this band has been around since the 90s. People who aren't familiar, I mean, since the 80s, really, they've been the big, you know, deal that they are since the 90s. But the lead singer, Brad Renfro, he passed away in the 90s, and now his son Jacob is the lead singer of
which
Sublime.
Is so cool.
And
I love
it's
that.
So neat to see him you know, up there and sound just like his dad. So it's such, like, fans of the band are just like really excited for this because they have a number one song for the first time in decades. And Sonata is on the top of the alternative charts and has been for many, many, many weeks. So they're just doing big things. And it's all because, again, they have the, you know, Jacob Noel. I don't know why I said Renfro. Noel is the last name of Brad and his son Jacob. But again, they're my favorite band. So to see this story come out and see
tell.
That they wanted to come to Red Rocks to do it, this is a really big deal.
It's a big
to me.
Deal. It'll
it's
be
like
fun.
Josh
I hope you get
about,
tickets.
If Star Wars came to Red Rocks, this would be Josh right
oh my
now.
Gosh.
I'm just saying.
You're freaking out.
It's like my Star Wars. If He-Man came to Red
no.
Rocks.
Jeremy.
Pearl Jam.
This okay. If Pearl Jam
I go
came
to, see
to
Pearl
Red
Jam.
Rocks, this would be like that for you. So I just want people to
we'll
know.
Well, go.
I'm stoked. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. So anyway, and just a little behind the scenes stuff. Anybody who knows the Katie Crush sound that you hear, the music bed that we play for Katie Crush, is actually Sublime's version of Scarlet
this
Begonias.
One?
This is their cover of the Grateful Dead song. I love this is my favorite Sublime song, Josh. Ah!
Katie?
I love
all right, we're
this.
Turning that off. She's freaking
anyway,
out.
She's freaking out, bro.
She's malfunctioning over
she's
here.
She's drooling right now.
You okay?